Okay, so we're talking about in Kardalin, the end of Parakham Beis, about the importance of learning for protection in this world and protection in the next. He brings down over here some amazing chazals. There's a chazal that says, Ki yadua gam kin ma'amarim b'Bereishis Rabbah. So it says in Bereishis Rabbah like this, Bizman on the Pasuk, Hakol kol Yaakov v'yadayim yidei Esav. Right? So Chazal say that when is... See, I can't mute anyone here because I'm someone else's phone. So if everyone can just mute, that would be good. If everyone can mute themselves. Okay. So it says like this. The Pasuk says, Hakol kol Yaakov v'yadayim yidei Esav. So Chazal say what it means is Kishahakol Kol Yaakov Bevati Midrashim Bevati Knesias. When the kol is Kol Yaakov, then the Yadayim of Yedei Esav Einam Shaletes Bohem. So he says, you see from there that our learning says that since Hakol Kol Yaakov Bevati Knesias Bevati Midrashim, that makes it that there's no Yadayim De Esav. Which, by the way, with Moises we learned in the Sefer Malos HaTorah, they ask a simple kash on that Chazal. It should be the opposite. The Pasuk says, Kol Kol Yaakov Ve'edayim Yidei Esav, which would seem, if you're going to darshan like Chazal, you should say that HaKol Kol Yaakov, even when the Kol is Kol Yaakov, still the Yidayim Yidei Esav. So what does it mean, Kishakol Kol Yaakov, then Yidayim Yidei Esav is not Sholot on them. So, that's his kash over there. Whatever he asked that kash. But anyway, that's the Medrash explains. The Medrash explains that when we have Kol Yaakov, then the Adayim De'esav is not Sholot on us. The Amar B'Vayikra Rabba, a Medrash. It says, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shamartem Mashakosu Basefer, Atam Nitzoylu Min Asayif. Same thing. So many chazals like this, okay? That learning Torah protects a person. Okay. So he goes on. He goes on in Perek Chav Gimel, and in Perek Chav Gimel he says like this: V'chein achar p'tirosoi mizeh ha'olam. Even after a person's p'tira, omru kol ha'mirape atzmai medivrei Torah noifel b'gehenim. So, the way a person's approach to Torah learning is in this world is going to affect how they're treated in the next world. Omru sham oid kol parish atzmai medivrei Torah va'isik medivrei sicha eishoy chlasoi. Your poyrish with Divrei Torah to go to Divrei Sicha, Eishoich Lasai. Here I want to share with you a Gevaldik Vart from Rav Avram Shor. I don't know if I've ever said it before, but it's an amazing Vart. That it says in the Chazal, that kol poyrish with Divrei Torah, ve'oisik with Divrei Sicha, so you stop learning and get involved in some sort of conversation or something out of learning, ma'achilin oisai gecholim resamim. We give you burning hot coals. So what's the meaning of that chazal? So Rav Avraham Shor said the following. He said, everyone gets up and says a shmooze, learning is so geschmack, learning is so sweet, and Torah is gewaldic, and it's so enjoyable. And then some people get involved in learning. They don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it. So he says, in order to taste something sweet, you need to have good taste buds. If you don't have taste buds, then you don't taste anything. So he says that when a person is involved in learning, and all of a sudden they don't take it seriously. So they're looking at their phone and they're playing around. And, oh, what was that, Gemara? Oh, yeah, let me know what Rashi says. And they're not concentrating. Or they keep on interrupting their learning, so they're not getting into it. So he says, we put on your tongue hot coals and it burns out your taste buds. You can't enjoy it. The taste buds for enjoying get burnt when a person is not involved with the right attitude. That's why he says pshat. That's what it means. Ma'achilu noisek gecholim resamim. Unbelievable pshat from Avraham Shor. Okay, but he goes on and says like this in the geshmak of pshat. He says he brings another chazal and he brings a lashon of a zoyar here. The zoyar says like this, and this is what we mentioned last time. Remember we mentioned last time that a person has a nefesh, a ruach, and a neshama. The nefesh is the most basic element of the person. That's the really animalistic part. The ruach is where he starts uplifting himself. And the neshama is he can touch things even outside his guf. He can reach parts that he can't. It's the out of body experience. It's the relating to spirituality that's a little bit higher than himself. So it's nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And we said that if a person doesn't learn Torah, they're basically just nefesh. They're just physical. They can't lift themselves up over the physicality. So I thought that that was a vart from the nefesh hachaim. So we're going to see now. It's a mefurish azar. It's open in the Zohar, this thing. Okay. So I remember last time, Adam, I'm looking at you on the screen here. You were giving me the look last time I said that. No, how could it be? It's open in the Zohar, okay? So we're not going to start playing around with the Zohar here. So listen to the Lashon of the Zohar. Ubizohar Vayikra. Omar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Zakoin inun mare dinishmasa, which is translated as Ashrei Balei Neshama. Someone who has an neshama is praiseworthy. Who's that? Mari de Araisa is Bali Torah, the people that have Torah. B'nei Pulchana de Malka Kedisha, the people that do Avodas Hashem. V'ayle inun chayavin de loizakoin lizdabko b'mareon. But woe is to those people that don't have the merit to be davak in Hashem. V'lo zakoin b'araisa. And they are not close to Hashem through Torah. Why? Listen to the Lashon. I'm going to read it in the Aramaic and then in the Lashon Kodesh. To chol man de loz... But then he says like this: the chol man de lo zachi be'oiraisa, whoever is not, the translation, komish lo zacha b'Torah, lo zachi, he's not zocha lo beruach v'lo b'neshama. He does not have a ruach or a neshama. So he says, it's open in the Zohar. So v'idabko dilhon, and what is he connected to? So what's his spirituality? He's only a nefesh. What's his spirituality? His spirituality is ba'u sitra de zinun bishin, on the sitra achra, on the other side. That's his spirituality. So someone that's disconnected from spirituality, from Torah, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cannot connect to the tzad ha-tohar to raise himself up over his guf. In other words, we are faced with a challenge. If you're an animal, you're an animal. It's nice. It's fine. Go graze. Go eat grass all day. No problem. Right? Fine. You're an angel, no problem. You're sitting in Shemayim all day. We have a problem because we have a guf and we have a neshama. We have a guf that's pulling us down. How do we lift ourselves up over that? There's only one tool. If you want to be anything but a nefesh, then you have to be osek in Torah. The connection to Torah is what lifts a person up to be able to be connected to the ruach and to the neshama. That's the Zohar says. It's an incredible lashon of the Zohar. I didn't realize before when he said it, it comes from the Zohar. But it comes from the Zohar, Lamaya said.
It sounds like the language in the first two sentences that you said, it's not learning only, it's osek be avodat
hakodesh. You're right. He did say that. He said that originally.
Someone is busy with mitzvot,
Ma'arei d'oraisa. No, so here on the bottom he says that he asks the question that Adam's asking, because the Zohar started off with both. It said, man de mari de araisa, someone who's connected to Torah, b'nei pulchana de malka kedisha, that serve Hashem. But then in the end, he says, the negative side is, he says, de chol man de lo zachi be araisa, but if you don't learn, then you miss it. How come he didn't say you don't learn or do mitzvos? That's the question. So the answer, he says, here is, right? That was the question. How come in the first half of the sentence, he said both? In the second half of the sentence, the Zohar only says the other one. So Rabbi Elia Weintraub on the bottom here says, because like we said before, Torah learning is not valuable if it doesn't lead you to mitzvos. So if you're busy learning, but it didn't lead you to your mitzvos, it's also not good. So therefore he's saying, really, you have to be learning. But the learning has to be a type of learning that leads you to Masim Tovim. If you're busy learning in the Beit Midrash and it doesn't translate into the way you behave, so that also doesn't connect you to the spirituality. So therefore, he's saying, whoever is zoche to be connected to Torah learning, and that Torah learning got him to change, and got him to be able to connect to mitzvot and chesed, then he'll be connected. But if he never even started, and he didn't even start his learning at all, then he won't be connected. So that's how he understands it. So it's very geschmack.
It's a description of how the learning needs to be.
Correct. It's a description of what type of learning. We're talking about a type of learning which is getting you to do mitzvot. So that... Correct. Without learning, your mitzvot is not valuable either.
I don't know how deep learning he's referring to, but you have to be like involved.
You have to
do mitzvot, you have to know what to do, right?
You have to definitely... What?
Bottom line is learning.
That's... Right. It's the learning which is, it has to be the learning with an attitude that it's there to change you. If it's not going to change you, then the learning is not valuable. But then if you read it like that, the Zohar is very meduyak. Then the Zohar comes out perfect. He's saying on the first side of saying is that you have to be connected to Torah and to action. But if you're not connected to Torah, you have nothing. But to the point that the person is not a spiritual being. To the point that he's not a spiritual being. He's basically just a nefesh. He doesn't have ruach and neshama to him. It's a pretty fascinating, thought. Okay? Now, he goes in, he brings Parshas Vayeshev, he brings another piece of Zohar, and then he says again, someone that's not learning is in the Choshech, etc. Okay, he talks about the boar of Yosef. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But he brings another Gemara. V'lo od, furthermore, elisha tchilas dinoi shel adam. The first thing that they're going to ask you in the next world, bevo l'mishpat l'fan of yisbarach, when they're going to ask you what to do, hu al divrei Torah, it's on divrei Torah. K'mo shekosov b'soif perakamad kedushin, like it says in the first parak of kedushin, u perakamad Sanhedrin. Amar of Hamnuna, ein tchilas dinoi shel adam, el al divrei Torah. The first thing they're going to ask you in the next world is about divrei Torah. Shenemar poiter mayim reishis Madon. Okay, so this is a Gemara in Shabbos that the first thing that they're going to ask you in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is Sanhedrin. Actually, if there is one, if the first thing they're going to ask you in Shemayim is, were you involved in learning? So Tosfos in Sanhedrin asks a question that there's a Gemara on Daf Zayin in Sanhedrin that says that it's the second question. Because the first question is, were you honest in business? It says, in Gemara Shabbos says, that shol in lo nasata v'nasata be'emuna, did you learn, did you do your business honestly? Then it asks, kavata itim l'Torah. So how come in Sanhedrin it says the first question is about Torah, and in Shabbos it says the only second question is Torah. The first question in Olam Haba is, did you do your business properly? So Tosis gives two answers. That the first question is, did you learn at all? Then they ask you about your business. And then the second question is, what about kavata itim l'Torah? Was your learning kavua? Was it set or was it haphazard? But the first question is, you have to be involved in learning on some level. That's the first answer of Tosfos. So first they ask you, did you learn? Yes. Did you do business honestly? Yes. Were you kavua in your learning? According to that's the third question, according to Tosfos. The second answer of Tosfos is, that the first question is, did you do business honestly? That's the Gemara in Shabbos. But the first thing they're going to punish you about is the Torah. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why? Why? Because we cannot judge your Torah until we know your business ethic. Because if you're honest in business, so then... it makes sense. You spent a certain amount of time in your business and a certain amount of time learning. But if you didn't do your ishtadlus properly, and maybe you were working too much. Maybe it was bitul Torah, the whole thing you were working, because you weren't honest anyway. So you were just busy stealing. So you weren't anyway doing your ishtadlus properly. So therefore, you had no right to do that business. So it was bitul Torah.
According to the Goyen, of those six, they're also...
Right. According to the Goyen, they're all about Torah. So... That's another possibility. But anyway, that's what he brings down. That it's either the first thing they're going to ask you is about Torah, or the first thing that they're going to get you for is Torah. But either way, it's up there on the it's up there on the list. So we got to make sure that we're going to be able to answer it properly. You know, it's like when you go for a job interview and you've got the first question wrong, and it just goes downhill from there. So we don't want to go up to Shemayim, and then the first thing that they're going to ask us, we're already hemming and hawing, you know? So let's be prepared for the first question, and then we take it from there. All right. So in Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow night we'll continue, guys. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.